Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some really important things to keep in mind that the anxious, preoccupied attachment style needs when reconnecting or rekindling. So this is if you have somebody who's an AP, or even if like their secondary attachment style is anxious, if they're like mostly secure, but they just sort of have some anxious edges or tendencies. And you are trying to get back together, win them back over. You want to rekindle the relationship. You want it to work again. Or if you are an AP and you're listening to this and you want to know exactly what it is that you need when you're going through a reconnecting stage in a relationship, AKA like you're reconnecting after a breakup or after dating for a little while and then getting sort of things back on track and trying to move back in the direction of being together. And these are things that you may want to communicate to your partner or let them know that are important to you at a time like this. So the first thing is it's really important to have consistency. It's so interesting because anxious, preoccupied individuals, when they get really anxious, one of the biggest core wounds that they have, when we talk about integrated attachment theory on this channel, one of the biggest core wounds that they have is this wound of abandonment, right? And also another big wound is the fear of being alone. But what anxious individuals don't often realize is that they're also terrified of uncertainty of outcomes. And it's actually rooted all the way back when your attachment style usually first developed, which is like between 0 to 2 years old. And, you know, our attachment style can change because we have neuroplasticity our whole life, but our major formation of our first experience with attachment tends to be implemented by 0 to 2 years old at the subconscious level. And during this time, if you're so dependent on a caregiver that without them, you wouldn't be able to survive. And so what happens is when you have this fear of abandonment is completely attached to like uncertainty and lack of survival and lack of safety. So you make abandonment mean I'm unsafe. And that's why you experience abandonment as this huge panic, right? You actually feel the panic in your body, because for you, when somebody's pulling away, it actually triggers those stored subconscious unsafety wounds at the same time. And so that's why there's so much anxiety and distress. And it's such an uncomfortable feeling for anxious, preoccupied individuals. So it's really important that when you're trying to get back together, so you don't have to keep going back through that cycle again, when you're in sort of the fragile reconnecting stage of a relationship, is let somebody know that certainty and consistency are really important to you. And if you have certainty and consistency, and you know there's a time that you phone chat throughout the week, a time that you're going to have a date planned, it's every Friday, you have date night, or whatever it might be, it's just going to give you this extra layer of feeling safe and consistent. And then if something does happen where somebody's not showing up well, or they hurt you or make you feel rejected or not good enough or anything like that, you're able to have a dialogue without like this tie to it of feeling like attached to that feeling not good enough is this assumed abandonment and then lack of safety. That's literally all those stored subconscious feelings are being brought up from childhood when it was a survival threat. And it's because your subconscious mind stores all memory, especially the things that are repeated. We consolidate memories over time. Sometimes it's hard to retrieve them all the way to the conscious level of mind, but the feelings that are attached to them can pop up. And so that's often where that panic is really coming from. It's important to keep that in mind. It's like a trauma response, really, when you feel that panic. So anyways, with all of that being said, certainty and consistency are key. Validation sometimes, right? And you don't have to say to your partner, hey, I need validation. But you want to say to your partner, hey, words of affirmation is important to me, you know, just letting me know and giving some examples, because not everybody has the same love language, right? Like some people, that's not even on their radar as a possibility. Some people feel too vulnerable. That doesn't mean they don't care. It means that they're showing their care in a lot of different ways sometimes. And then, you know, another big thing is intention, like let's plan something together. Let's do something together. And the more you have, I would say the top three by far are certainty, consistency, and validation. But if you have those things, intention, even like physical touch and physical connection, that tends to be really important for APs. If you have these things, the AP is going to feel safe reconnecting in the relationship and safe, like getting into a position where they are open to getting back together and not getting anxious all the time. And then that feeling like this sort of stressful thing that gets brought into the relationship. So these are really important things if you're the loved one of an AP and trying to just better understand. And if you want to do a much deeper dive, we actually have a really in-depth course for anxious preoccupied and partners of anxious preoccupied. And it's called How the Anxious Preoccupied Person Shows Up in the Six Stages of a Relationship. And it goes all the way from dating stage to honeymoon, to power struggle, stability, commitment, bliss stage. And we talk about like how to reconnect if you're reconnecting in that dating stage and how it's going to go and what the AP needs. And it's important for you to know as the AP watching, or if you're the partner of an AP and just want that roadmap for what they're experiencing and going through, it's very helpful from both perspectives. So you can check that course out for free for 7 days using the link in the description box below. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here and for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video.